This morning's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court is only the latest involving detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The High Court says those detainees have rights under the Constitution to challenge their detentions. They can go to U.S. civilian courts and question the evidence against them, question the reasons for their detentions. Now, this decision has just come in within the past hour. We're still sorting it out. And as we do so, what we're going to do here is try to fit it into all the other decisions and court arguments about these detainees, several hundred who are currently being held at that U.S. military base in Cuba. NPR's Ari Shapiro has helped us many times in the past to try to work through this, and he's with us once again. Ari, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
And let's try to understand, this is, how many times has the U.S. Supreme Court considered this?
This is the third of three times, and so this is almost, you know, the final in a trilogy of opinions about the president's system for trying detainees at Guantanamo Bay. And each of the three times, the three cases were Rasul, Hamdan, and then today we had the case called Boumediene. In each of these three cases, the Supreme Court struck down the president's system and said, this violates the Constitution.
Each time we're talking, when you give a name, that's a name of a defendant who challenged this.
That's right.
And this was in the context, as I understand it, of a law that you've explained to us in the past, which said
the Military Commissions Act, and Congress passed this law a couple of years ago, essentially after the second Supreme Court opinion that said the president's system was unconstitutional. The Supreme Court said, you've got to go back and work with Congress.
So they went back.
Right. And so Congress, which at that point was controlled by Republicans, created what was called the Military Commissions Act. And the Military Commissions Act set up a system for trying detainees at Guantanamo, and it also closed the courthouse doors to detainees so that they could not access civilian courts here in the United States.
Except in this extremely limited way.
Exactly. They could appeal the findings of the commissions at Guantanamo.
But it basically said there was this special system that was going to rule on them finally in nearly all cases.
Okay. And today what the Supreme Court said was Congress unconstitutionally suspended habeas corpus. Habeas corpus is the right to challenge your detention. And they said the Constitution applies in this case. It applies to Guantanamo. And so the law, the Military Commissions Act, was effectively unconstitutional. So even though the president was now acting hand in hand with Congress, they said the law that Congress passed just didn't pass muster. And furthermore, they said the system at Guantanamo for establishing whether these people are enemy combatants or not is inadequate. They said that system isn't good enough either.
So the Supreme Court said previously the Constitution has to be applied here. The administration came up with a way that they thought would do that, or they claimed would do that, and the Supreme Court has considered that and said, nope, you've failed again. Have they told them now to go out and come up with yet another system for doing this?
Yes, and the landscape is very different now. I mean, you have to realize over these last three opinions, we were in the thick of the Bush administration, in the middle of their administration. There was a Congress that was controlled by Republicans. Now, in the aftermath of this opinion today, we've got a Congress, House, and Senate controlled by Democrats who are going to be cheering this opinion that we've just received. And you've got the Bush administration heading out, so it's not clear where we're going to go forward from here and what the new system for trying detainees might look like.
Does this raise the possibility of precisely what many detainees have wanted and precisely what people in the Bush administration say they feared, countless lawsuits in regular federal courts involving these detainees? Is that one possibility we're looking at
here? We're certainly going to hear that argument from people who oppose this ruling. On the other hand, human rights groups are going to say, now we can hear the evidence that people say they were tortured, that people say they were innocent, and that people say they were improperly detained.
Ari, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR Justice Correspondent Ari Shapiro on today's Supreme Court nominee saying the Constitution does apply to detainees at Guantanamo Bay. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.